Introducing today's contestants, an editor from Winter Springs, Florida, Amanda Borowski. A filmmaker from Los Angeles, California, Brian Lynch. And our returning champion, a clinical representative from Las Vegas, Nevada, Darren Viracano, whose one day cash winnings total $18,200. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thanks, ladies and gentlemen. Well, at least one player today has hair. It looks like you three are ready to get things going. So let's see if we can't clear the entire board. Good luck. Here we go. And the categories are as follows. Around the world, good place to be. Enabling cookies. Weird sports stuff. Clue and response. N coming up in each correct response. We'll deal with double talk. And finally, lesser known brothers. Champ, go.
Around the world, 1,000.
Studying the earth-moving capabilities of earthworms in 1877, Charles Darwin dug holes in Salisbury Plain at this landmark. Brian.
What is Stonehenge?
Good.
Weird sports stuff, 400.
Two ketchup bottles top the scoreboard of the big ketchup bottle. This home to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Brian.
What is Heinz Field?
Yeah.
Double talk for 600.
A chocolate candy with a fruit, cream, or nut center. Amanda.
What is a bonbon?
You got it.
Let's do around the world for 800.
A bridge built to give the feeling of walking through the hands of God is at Bana Hills, founded by French colonists in this country. Country is Vietnam. Amanda, back to you.
Let's do enabling cookies for 800.
Answer, nearly double. You know the drill, you can risk up to 1,000.
Let's do 400.
400 only, all right. This Nestle cookie, named for a Massachusetts inn, dates to the 1930s.
What is a toll house?
You are right. Now you wish you would risk 1,000.
Let's do cookies for 1,000.
These Girl Scout cookies are known as the cradle of Polynesia. Amanda?
What are Samoas?
No. Darren?
What are Samoas?
Samoas, not Samoans. Back to you, Darren.
Clue and response, 1,000.
This rap duo throws a pajama jammy jam in House Party 2. Brian?
Who are Kid and Play?
Yeah.
Weird sports stuff, 600.
Bodie Express didn't win this 2019 race, the second in the Triple Crown, but did finish. Not bad for running with no jockey. Brian.
What is the Kentucky Derby?
No. Darren.
What is the Preakness?
The Preakness, yes. Second race in the Triple Crown.
Clue and response, 800.
The name of this Clairol hair color brand emphasizes how simple it is. Amanda?
What is Nice and Easy?
Yes.
Clue N, 600.
Beginning in 2016, this Axl Rose band's Not in This Lifetime tour played to more than 5 million fans. Amanda?
Who are Guns N' Roses?
Good.
Clue N, 400.
With this product, you toss your chicken in a bag with breadcrumbs before it goes in the oven. Amanda.
What is Shake and Bake?
Yep.
Clue N200?
Joan Jett sang I Love This. Amanda again.
What is Rock and Roll?
Rock and Roll. You're in the lead all by yourself now.
Enabling Cookies 600.
This Nabisco brand went cage-free on its box covers in 2018. Amanda?
What are Animal Crackers?
Yeah.
Okay. Enabling Cookies 400?
A little elf told me that this brand makes E.L. Fudge, but obviously that elf was slacking and should get back to work. Ryan?
What is Keebler?
Keebler, that is correct. Taking you to 2,200. We have a good game on the way here, so let's take a break right now. We'll come back, talk to the players, and then we'll finish the round. Stay with us. Amanda Borowski is an editor from Winter Springs, Florida, and we start this portion of the program with good news for you. It appears I misheard your response a little while ago, hearing an N where there was none in Samoas. So we are crediting you with a correct response, so you're picking up $2,000.
Great.
How about that?
Thanks.
Now, as a child, I heard you had a freakish memory, and you accidentally plagiarized an entire story that got you in trouble?
Yes. Before I knew what plagiarism was, my teacher told me to write a short story in class, I just wrote one that I had read fully in a magazine, and it was completely word for word the same. So she sat me down and explained plagiarism and intellectual property, and that's when I realized that I probably make a better editor than I do a writer, so that's what I do for a living.
Good. I bet you're a success at it, too. All right, Brian Lynch is a filmmaker. from Los Angeles who once got into a fight with the Philly Fanatic?
This is true. It was at a AAA stadium in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Our seats were on the dugout, and I had my feet there up on the dugout, and my one foot grazed him somewhere. And I didn't realize that until he rolled on top of me and started elbowing me.
Who won the fight?
I almost threw him off the dugout.
Okay, good for you. I'm not a big fan of the Philly Fanatic.
Okay.
But the team, yeah. Darren Furicano is our champion. He's from Las Vegas. And you and your wife had a blessed event just before finding out you were going to be on the show.
Yeah, it's real close to the audition, actually. So when they called me for the audition, she was about 4 days away from giving birth, the due date. And, you know, I had to think, like, do I go? It could happen at any time, right? She's like, of course you go. This is Jeopardy. You know, one chance of this. So I went. Everything went well. We went back, and we had a baby on the Tuesday.
Baby's name?
Luca.
Luca.
He's 3 months old today.
All right, good. Let's get back into this. Brian, you make our next selection as we continue this first round of play.
I'll take Double Talk for 400.
Proverbially, hindsight is said to be this designation of normal vision. Brian.
What is 20/20?
Yes.
Weird Sports Stuff 200.
It's not about hunting. These rights that get NBA teams around the salary cap are named for Larry. Darren?
Bird rights?
Bird rights, yes.
Double Talk, 1,000.
Give me the name of Austining, New York's correctional facility, you mug. Darren?
What is Sing Sing?
Yes.
Double Talk, 8.
Type of boots seen here, or the groovy disco you might have worn them to. Darren?
What are go-go?
Yeah.
Weird Sports Stuff, 1,000.
Lionel Messi is diminutive and a pest to those he faces, so he is dubbed La Pulga, or this in English. Called the flea. Back to you, Darren.
Sports, 8.
One letter off from a big web company, it's a cricket ball thrown with unusual spin. Darren.
What is a googly?
Googly, right.
Lesser known brothers, 1,000.
With the new idea of using steel, Ludwig Nobel built the first modern one of these oil-carrying ships. Brian?
What is a tanker?
Yes.
Around the world for 600.
These two colorful rivers join together just north of Khartoum, Sudan. Darren?
What are the Blue and White Nile?
Yeah.
Around the world, 400.
Trying to burn out excess methane in a Turkmenistan crater in 1971, Soviets made the door to this four-letter place, and it burns today. Darren.
What is hell?
Yeah.
Brothers, 800.
Al Capone's oldest brother, a lawman who went by Two Gun Hart, was known for pursuing these prohibition violators. Darren.
What are bootleggers?
Yeah.
Brothers, 6.
In a song beloved by 1940s Red Sox fans, this name rhymes with better than his brother Joe. Brian.
What is DiMaggio?
Yeah.
Enabling cookies for 200.
The Facebook page of this century-old brand of sandwich cookie has more than 42 million likes. Brian.
What is Oreo?
Oreo, yes, less than a minute now.
Double Talk, 200.
It weighed 50 pounds, had small useless wings, and was extinct by the end of the 17th century. Amanda.
What is the dodo?
Yeah.
Lesser known brothers, 400.
Last name of Louisiana privateer Pierre, who died following a skirmish in 1821. Brother Jean outlived him. Brian.
What is Lafitte?
Correct.
Lesser known, 200.
Last name of 18th century printer James, who used the pen name Poor Robin for some of his almanacs. Brian.
What is Franklin?
Yeah.
200.
The 3,000-room royal palace in this city is the official residence of the Spanish royal family, but they don't live there. Brian.
What is Milan?
No.
Oh, my God.
Try Madrid.
Madrid.
Yeah. You and Amanda are tied at 4,800. We'll take a break. Come back and start Double Jeopardy right after this. Pretty evenly matched game so far, but Brian goes first in Double Jeopardy, and here are the categories for your selection. We begin with this side of parodies. Newspapers, the reign of King Charles II. We'll deal with biology, best picture Oscar winners, and finally, words in Icelandic. Each correct response in that category will be made up of some of the letters in the word Icelandic. Brian, start.
This side of parodies, 1,200.
We follow not a baby bird, but a young woman in Are You My Boyfriend? A twist on this 1960 kids book. Amanda.
What is Are You My Mother?
Yes.
This side of parody, 1,600.
First published anonymously, this author's The Rape of the Lock from 1712 is a mock heroic narrative poem. Amanda.
Who is Pope?
Alexander Pope, yeah.
This side of parody is 2,000.
In this novel about Catherine Morland, Jane Austen parodied gothic tales of terror. Amanda.
What is Northanger Abbey?
Yeah.
This side of parody is 800.
The Batrachó Miomachia, or Battle of Frogs and Mice, is an ancient parody of this epic. Darren.
What is the Iliad?
Yeah.
Biology 16?
In most mollusks, a trochophore is the animal at this juvenile stage that looks very different from the adult. Talking about the larva stage. Darren, back to you.
Biology 12.
In invertebrates, this outermost layer of the skin is usually only one cell thick. Darren.
What is an exoskeleton?
Nope. Brian.
What is the epidermis?
That's it.
This side of parody is 400.
One of many efforts at parodying this play says to wed or not to wed. For in that married life, what fights may come. Brian.
What is Hamlet?
Correct.
Best picture winner is 800.
It was Oscar's Kind of Town for 2002. Darren.
What is Chicago?
That's it.
King Charles, 16.
Women were not allowed in this profession in Elizabethan times. Charles let them in, and Margaret Hughes was one of the first. Amanda.
What is acting?
Yeah.
Let's do best picture for 1,200.
Answer. Daily double. All right. We're still in the lead by a healthy margin.
4,000.
Okay. Professor, author, critic, and PBS host Henry Louis Gates Jr. served as a consultant on this 2013 film.
What is Selma?
No. What is 12 Years a Slave? All right. You dropped a bit. You're still in the lead. Go.
Best picture, 1,600.
This recent winner began as an attempt to remake The Creature from the Black Lagoon. Brian.
What is The Shape of Water?
Yes.
Best picture, 2,000.
Johnny Hooker got the help of the greatest con artist of them all as this 1973 pick stole away with the Oscar. Brian.
What is The Sting?
That is right.
Biology for 800.
Descendants of these cells, progenitor cells, have their own medical potential, but are more limited in what tissue they can become. Darren?
What are stem cells?
Yes.
Biology 2000.
Here's Sarah with the clue.
Bacterial cultures need to be heated to the temperature of the human body, so they are put in this gelatin-like material derived from Gelidium red seaweed algae, which doesn't melt at high temperatures.
Darren?
What is agar?
Yes.
King Charles, 1,200.
Answer. You're a shade off the lead, just 600.
Wager 2,000.
Okay, here's the clue. These two great historic afflictions hit London in 1665 and 1666.
What are Great Fire and the Plague?
That's it. Yes. You're in the lead now.
Biology 400.
Four-letter word for an organism that provides sustenance to one or more parasites. Brian.
What is the host?
Yeah.
Newspapers for 4.
The latest news about Starbucks can be found in this city's Post-Intelligencer. Darren.
What is Seattle?
Yes.
Newspapers 8.
In 1982, the Gannett Company started publishing this national newspaper. Ryan.
What is USA Today?
Yeah.
Newspapers for 12.
Times have changed. A 1924 New York Times opinion column called this word game a primitive sort of mental exercise. Darren.
What is a crossword?
Yeah.
Newspapers 16.
Now online only, this daily still holds to Mary Baker Eddy's rule that there be one religious article each weekday. And that would be the Christian Science Monitor. Back to you, Darren.
King Charles, 800.
Smoothing his return, Charles II's Declaration of Breda granted one of these for crimes against us or our royal father. Darren.
What is a pardon?
Good.
King Charles, 400.
Charles II's enthronement as king in 1660 was called the Restoration. It restored this royal family. Darren.
What is the Stuart?
Good.
Best picture, 400.
Clark Gable as Fletcher Christian helped propel this 1935 film to Best Picture, the first remake to win the Oscar. Amanda.
What is It Happened One Night?
Nope. Brian.
Was Mutiny on the Bounty?
You got it with less than a minute.
Newspapers 2000.
This family, with its name on a spelling bee and an oceanographic institution, got into publishing with the Cleveland Penny Press. Darren.
What is Scripps?
Yeah.
Icelandic 400.
To annul. What is cancel? Those letters are in Icelandic. Back to you, Darren.
Icelandic, 800.
A tribe of Highlanders. Darren.
No.
Oh, dear. Brian.
What is clan?
Yes.
1,200.
In Icelandic. The winter of 2010, a 27-foot-long one was seen hanging under a Scottish bridge. Darren.
What is...
it isn't coming. Amanda.
What is icicle?
That's it.
Icelandic, 1,600.
Carrying a burden. What is laden? Amanda.
Icelandic 2000.
This African antelope is right there in the middle. Amanda.
What is Eland?
Yes. And with that, you move up nicely to 10,000. All three of you in good shape for Final Jeopardy. Let's find out what the category is. The post-colonial world. We'll have a clue in a moment.
Keep your umbrellas handy. I'm tracking when weekend rain could put a damper in your plans.
Paying tribute, the emotional ceremony celebrating the life of Elijah Cummings and when he will be laid to rest.
Tonight on Fox 45 News at 10.
A jack-o'-lantern can be the well-known pumpkin variety or a name of one of these common fungi that has a similar orange color. What is a mushroom? Happy Geico-ween. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
Interesting category for final today, the post-colonial world. Players, here's your clue. This African nation left the British Commonwealth in 2003 over sanctions on its undemocratic government. In 2018, it applied to rejoin. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Amanda, we come to you first. You had accumulated 10,000, and your response to this final was?
Eswatini.
No, that'll cost you how much? $9,998. Mm. You dropped to $2. Let's go to the man in the middle, Brian Lynch, the filmmaker. Did he come up with the right response? No, he picked the Congo, not the British Commonwealth. Lost 10,000, leaving you with 2,400. Let's go to Darren now. He had 14,200, and his response was South Africa. No, we're talking about Zimbabwe. How much did our champion lose? 10,601, leaving him with 3,599, a small payday to wrap up the week. However, he remains champion with a two-day total of 21,799. He gets to enjoy the weekend because he knows he's coming back on Monday to play again. We hope you will join us also. Goodbye.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by...
There are those who take Beano before they eat to prevent discomfort, and those who don't. Don't be those who don't. Take Beano Ultra with 33% more gas and discomfort preventing power.
When it comes to food for your best friend, there's good, there's better, and then there's Blue Buffalo. If you love them like family, feed them like family with Blue.
When your skin is feeling dry and crinkly, time for Gold Bond Healing Lotion. Penetrates 10 surface layers deep with 7 moisturizers, 3 vitamins. Gold Bond.